Oh, mama. Put that thing on easy mode. Go with standard dish. Story mode is my big fetish. Go with standard dish. My avatar's all coquettish.
On that note, welcome back to Standard Edition, the video game book club podcast where standard people play standard edition of video game and break down week by week.
I'm Jackie.
I'm Billy. Damn it.
I'm Alan. I'm just going to go with it.
I'm Kaylee.
And what are we playing, Jackie?
Tears of the Kingdom.
We should get the map sound on our audio board that we don't use anymore.
Doing?
Yeah.
And we're playing Tears of the Kingdom. The map. Every time you switch to the map, and it's Hey guys, we got a review. Hey listeners.
Oh, we got a review.
I'm gonna try to put my head on straight for 2 seconds to Hey guys. Hey, we're playing Tears of the Kingdom. We're drinking, and this is a video game book. What is that, Jackie?
Michelob Ultra.
Ultra.
Pure gold. Wow. 85
really are
calories.
As old as I thought we were.
I thought that was a highlight. She's closing the casket. She's closing the lid to her casket
right now.
Listen, I'm watching my...
This is a millennial... Caloric intake. A millennial plus video game book club podcast.
Millennial plus.
Not because we demand it, but because... You know, certain age. I don't know. Anyway, it connects to our review we just got in. Millennial nerds. That's the title of the review.
That's true. Already,
I was looking for a video game podcast for someone who had been out of the game for a minute, specifically for Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, and I found these four weirdos.
That's okay. Yeah, keep going.
I couldn't be more thrilled at their in-jokes and search for the greater truth in a giant world of gaming and entertainment. Love the concept of a book club slash video game podcast. Very excited to see where they go.
Yay.
Love it.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you, fellow weirdo.
Yeah, to our fellow weirdo.
You're welcome to Weird With Us here. And do you know, as much as us being idiots is part of the joy, what really keeps the lights on is, do you guys like the segue, is our Patreon. Nice. And our new members like Sojourney. So welcome, Sojourney, to the Keeping the Lights On Club.
Oh, well, welcome.
Standard light bearer.
Yay.
Oh,
I said that on the fucking fly. My carbon fiber hasn't completely well, maybe it did.
Might still be too soon. That's a little... Billy is making word salad.
Maybe. I don't know.
Hey, and this episode, so you guys can reach out to us at all the regular places where you use Standard Edition, except for new places like TikTok. And I know that's not even that new, but to us it is, because we don't advance after a certain age. Mm-hmm. So we still believe that that is new, which means that the new Facebook's whatever doesn't. That's not even new, because we just straight up don't. Yeah, strings.
Fibers?
We don't care about strings. Doesn't exist.
Yarn.
Strings.
You heard it here.
Yarn.
There are no
spinning
yarns. Alan's keeping Twitter's lights on there.
I don't even know.
One man show. Yeah. He actually hasn't opened that door in a while.
I really haven't. Sorry for everyone who's been posting.
But you can find Jackie on Instagram, Kaylee on YouTube. These are just the people who check the channels when they do. And me on email and Patreon, checking it the most often. So hit us up wherever with notes, feedback, reviews, and what's the other thing?
We need drinking rules.
Yeah, we really need drinking rules. Yeah. So get on it. We've been asking for this, but at the end of the episode, you guys probably don't make it there. So be sassy and write us in some that affect us while recording. So we want to hear about the common themes that we do that we don't realize that you can punk us with. Mm-hmm. This episode, we're talking about... Not Hatino, because we already did that. What's the other village?
Terrytown.
All right.
Terrytown.
Now someone else is going to talk for a minute. and tell me about Kaylee. First, heading into Kaylee to Kaylee Town.
Kaylee Town. Yeah, take us to Kaylee.
God damn it! I need to drink more. This episode's a doozy.
Yes, Tarrytown. So, Tarrytown in Breath of the Wild was the town that you start, which was always my favorite quest. It was very cute to like. You had to do the whole Link's House quest, and then you had to like. Hudson has to go there and like starts making houses. You get to find him. He like needs a tailor, and you find him Gerudo woman named Ronson, and they end up getting married. And there's a whole you find different people from all the different cities who all their names all have to end in SON the Bolson Construction Company rules. and you bring them all together.
Was that really a rule they had? Or
feel
was,
like
that was, yeah,
that
right?
was okay. I knew there was. I couldn't remember. That's what that's name. Not racism, but what is that? That's some hardcore, like,
it's, it's not a strong business practice.
Yeah, I don't know if that's
interesting segregation.
Not
technique.
Sure if it's equal opportunity.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, that is not equal housing.
No,
but they so you find all these people from all these different places and you put them all together and they have a great happy town in the middle of Akala. Yay!
Which is one of my favorite reasons, or sorry, regions. Yes. I will say.
Yeah.
I think Akala is fun.
It looks like fall all the time.
You know what I just put together right now in my head? Is that it's the Northeast.
It is the Northeast.
I think it is.
The Northeast, the one week that's good. It's like that crisp fall, but the sun's still out.
Yeah,
it is that week in the Northeast, but all the time.
Mm-hmm, yeah, exactly. Between the like hot summer like leftovers, the one week of like perfect fall, and then the next week of like... You know, a blizzard.
Yep.
So sandwich, there's one good week.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. And now, so in this one, so I kind of came at it, I'm not sure how you guys found Tarrytown, but I kind of came at it from the stable where there was another like one of our friend Penn the Pelican's quest we can talk about a different time. But from that stable, I went down sort of into the swamp area. It was a swamp in the first game and now it's been converted into some sort of like I was very straight weirded out. I was like, what are all of these structures? You know, these like little mounds like built into the ground that are kind of like square with ramped sides and there's like ramps and there's a whole bunch of buildings and stuff and things like that. And there's this crazy looking like track that runs up to because Tarrytown's on that big cliff island thing. And there's like a big track that kind of runs all the way up there and then back down. And I was like, oh, what's happening here? This is different. But yeah. And so like down there, it seems like there's and we can talk about this is one of the most fun side quests that I thought was the racing. There's like a racing thing where they're trying to figure out how to use all the Zonai devices. And they've hired pro sand racers from Gerudo to like come in and advise them on how to do it.
I missed this one.
Yeah, I think I
didn't catch
this.
I also missed this. Yeah, I did not.
Oh. I did it.
It's a fun one.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, they're smarter than us.
That's a cute one.
I mean,
But then you putz around down there for a little while, and then you get you take the rail up to the
I
sea,
love the rail, by the
fun.
Way. I just wanted to call
it's
that
so
out.
It's so cool.
No, but the just the general look and how it, for the most part, is actually using all the materials of the world, and it is like a functioning thing. I always love that in a game. It took me back to old school... World of Warcraft, where you would like actually have like your fast travel was like real time, like it wasn't that fast, right? You'd have to ride a real griffin to get somewhere and actually pay money for it from your like video game pocket and then just sit on this fucking thing and slowly fly over. And if real players were running around fighting each other, you like see them down there, but it had that kind of vibe to me. And I was like, yes, I love this.
Okay. So you like that it was slow?
It was.
Okay, not convinced.
Yeah, so, yep, that's fine for you.
Fine.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it, too, because I thought it was kind of cute. It was slow, but I was like, that was one of the, when I remember, like, in Breath of the Wild making Tarrytown, I had to go down to that same area to get all the wood, because you had to bring them, like, an absurd amount of bundles of wood.
Yeah.
And it was always such an obnoxious thing to, like, go and like chop down a bunch of the trees and then bring them back whatever they asked for and then have to go back down. And like and every time you have to like warp to the next nearest shrine and then glide over and like all that stuff. So it was kind of fun to do that. Then the guy at the top is being a real dick about it and is charging people $20.
Such an ass.
Right, that guy.
Such an ass. And totally doing that on the sly and not like in a... Not that's not the really what is supposed to happen.
No, so was he's a charlatan.
I was gonna say, is that part of the story that you kind of have to pay him off? Is there another way not to, or is basically everyone paid the guy?
I paid the guy initially, but then like some other stuff happened, and he gave me my money back eventually.
Oh, nice.
I didn't get my money back, but I did talk him way down. Then his wife came and scolded him, and now we had to pay also talked like him way 50. Down.
Yeah.
For the rock.
Oh,
the
that was for the stone. Yeah. Yeah. Just.
Oh, you're right. That wasn't
just
for the ride.
Just for the ride.
No, you're right. I paid for the ride. And then...
Oh, I did pay for the ride. Yeah. It's like 20 rupees or something.
After you finish the whole, I think after you finish the whole Matson thing, which is the next thing we can talk about, is like Hudson's cute, adorable daughter that's just like running around and being cute with her bowl haircut.
Oh, yeah.
She actually was cute. Like, very first time I saw her, though, when she's in the room. Sorry, like to walk us through the quest, but I will say the very first encounter with her, like, because she's inside too, so it pushes your camera in a little bit. I was like, this is a ET looking kid. Like, this is a strange, gangly kid with like neck extenders on. And I was like, what are they doing to this kid?
Yeah.
That's traditional.
It's,
I don't think that's healthy.
That means that it's all other rules don't matter about child welfare.
Yeah.
It's tradition.
Including the one apparently where you take a 5-year-old and transport her across the world from her parents for an undetermined amount of time. Yeah.
Well,
so
total.
Where, because they need to not be around men when they start to be aware of things, I think is how they.
Oh,
I was like, some deep metaphors
it's a little
here.
Weird. I feel like, the whole Garuda thing that, definitely a.
That's all very repressed. I think it just blends itself very well to our main theme.
It all ties together.
I guess repressed. I don't know. Yeah, we haven't got to Garuda. I'm remembering like you have to to sneak in right like to sneak into Garuda Town.
Yeah, I'm really curious.
You have to cross dress
this time.
Well, we have plenty of.
I bet we have to do the same
might
thing.
Probably, maybe we could wear that hat. Who sent the hat? The
you sent the photo of the hat.
Yeah.
Jackie. Why are you looking like that? Do you know something already?
No, I'm making that face because my lights are flickering for no reason.
Oh, God. You're having a host moment where like...
Yeah, this is actually...
You're haunted. We're all going to watch.
Yeah, I guess like I'm talking about, we're talking about sexual repression. And so the ghost here woke up and was like, oh my God, it's my topic that I care about. This is bad. Anyway...
Maybe it was like an old time. Like maybe it was like a professor.
We're talking
or something.
About how we're
like,
gonna the course sneak into Gerudo Village. Let's talk about that a different time when we actually go there.
Yeah. It just sparked memory. Yeah.
But Jackie, you sent a great photo of our hat, our favorite hat.
Yeah.
In action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I finally got
the
hat.
Lighting. Oh, found the light.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Love that hat.
Love the mushroom hat. So like the first big quest that you do in Tarrytown is really like getting Matson off on her way and kind of like doing things. You follow her around a little bit and she's being her cute little self and she's like learning Garuda and studying very diligently. And you have to do a little, Garuda lesson with one of the older ladies
whose last name is
not,
or whose first name is not Sun.
I noticed this too. I was like, I don't know what's going
they're
on,
starting
but
to
like
let
I know
outsiders.
Initially they're starting to they're being
village.
More inclusive.
Yeah, there goes the village. That's how it starts.
That's why they gotta expand now.
You let in a daughter and I don't really know. They're all sons.
Kilton Kilton's there.
Yeah, Kilton. No son in that.
Oh yeah. Kilton's
there. Not Kilson.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're letting him undergo like a major project in their downtown too, and he doesn't even have Sun in his name.
I mean,
like,
yeah.
Did they vote on that project? Like, I don't know how they're operating their land.
Yeah, who's on the Chamber of Commerce in there? Like, who's allowing? Who's
they've already
the
established they
through?
Have mayors in this universe.
Yeah, I think Kilton creased some palms with some monster parts.
Probably. Well, no, that's why he's way out in the fucking wild east.
That's
up here
probably true.
Because he's like, I don't want to deal with their laws out in that established town. I'm going to go build my monster circus or whatever he's working on. We'll get into.
I love the monster museum.
The monster museum.
I love the monster museum.
Is that what it ends up being?
Well, that's what it reminded me of. It's like a natural history museum, you know, where you did the big old statues of dinosaurs and stuff, and just you can move them around. I really enjoy that a lot too.
Okay, now this is just turning into Animal Crossing Sim, I think.
This is totally the Animal Crossing
this
village.
This is why I liked it.
I was going to say, like, it's literally like make your town, make your house.
They were like, should we put all the gimmicks in one region? Yeah, Akala. Let's put all the gimmicks in our game in one space.
I guess. I mean, if people like, if that's the way people want to play.
You want to customize? Welcome to Customize Island.
Right, right.
Well, let's get into those. Kaylee, first, I guess, help us try to stay on track and finish this quest.
Okay. which quest?
Madsen quest.
So we went to Grandma.
Grandma.
Was there a clue to that, by the way? Or were you supposed to be an idiot and just keep guessing once like I did?
I just kept guessing. I don't know. I didn't try to read her school book, though. I kind of assumed that if I had taken the time to read the school book, she would have probably said that.
Bet that
but I didn't.
Oh, studying helps?
No, you just click
stay
them.
In school.
She gave me another option. I was like, yeah, let's try again.
But she's teaching the Garuda language to people in the village so that her mom won't feel so lonely when she's gone. And then, like, she's, like, going to go check on her dad who's gone down. He's taken the rail down to, like, that work area down there for some reason. And so she's like, I got to go down there. And then she gets to, and she's kind of blocked by the asshole who's charging people to get on the rail, even though he's not supposed to, including his boss's daughter. I'm like,
he's messed up.
Dude, you know you're not supposed to be doing this. Don't stop the one person who's definitely going to tattle on
you.
Yeah,
right?
So I don't know how you guys, the goal was to try to get her past him without him noticing. I just threw a puff room immediately in his face.
Oh, nice.
And that works.
And was like, go. And it worked really well.
I tried to make like a barricade of all of the cardboard cutouts of Hudson. I glued them together in a partition and I tried to like put it over him, but he was like, hey, I see what you're doing. You're interfering with my work. And then it just like disassembled and respawned as if I had never touched it. I was so mad.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Oh, also weird that he could do that considering how I'm about, like, I'll tell you mine, but Alan, you go. How'd you do it?
I just found some like materials and sort of like constructed some similar shoddiness to like the guy's signs that we help out, and then just like kind of covered his whole like field of view, and that worked.
Cool.
Just like, hey, go kid.
How did you ultimately do it, Jackie?
Just one Hudson. on a stabilizer.
Oh,
have you used those yet?
I haven't really found good use. Except, I guess that would have been good use for it.
Oh, that's my favorite thing is with the stabilizer and one wheel and a control.
Yeah,
and you stay. It's like a little wheelie.
Stabilizer, one wheel, and holy shit.
Because it keeps you upright, so it keeps you from falling over.
Oh yeah. So is that like stuck to the side of it?
So it's a motorcycle.
I put the stabilizer on one side, and I put the control stick on the other side with the wheel in the middle.
So
the
cool.
Wheel in the middle. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Because it was hard to get on when it was on top.
Yeah.
So, right, right.
Yeah. But Jackie, that's a good one. Billy, how'd you do it?
The least creative way. There is a board lying next to him. I picked it up and I leaned it on him. Did not construct any. I literally leaned it on him and he just stood there and went,
Yeah,
and then you could do it and it just fucking leans on him. I was like, this is so
stupid. Let you do that and not me, and not let me slide like a tube of Hudson over him.
That is kind of sad because it's like yours was creative and hilarious and mine was, I don't want to do this. And it went, okay.
That's funny. You just leaned it up against him.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't even stick it to anything. I just leaned it on him.
Wow.
Of course.
Amazing.
And then she went, oh, geez, if I go real fast, I might be okay. I was like, probably. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't look like it's going anywhere. Take your time.
You know, the one thing I do like about the rail car is that it reminds me of, have you ever been on like a wooden roller coaster?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's what.
Oh yeah.
That's what
it
felt
like.
Oh,
is that what reminds you? Yeah.
Where you're like, oh, I'm actually in danger. This is great.
Ooh, I could die. Yeah,
that's what she no likes about wood on yeah.
And then you get off of it and you're like, why do all my bones hurt?
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, I like the steel ones better. At least my body does. I don't know. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So you follow her down after. So yeah, so she gets down there, you follow her down, and she's trying to help her dad, and he's got this idea for a sendaway. He's gonna make her a very special hot air balloon. Mm-hmm. And the thing that might you know, I guess the finishing touch is to make it yellow like the sun. Because she's going to the desert? Was there a reason? Well,
she mentioned something about, like, oh, it looks like the sun in her cute 5-year-old way. And he's like, oh, well, let's dye it yellow.
We'll dye it yellow. And you've said the word sun, so it's your favorite object now. So it's kind of like
we're doing
when
it.
You say something to, like, your in-laws or something. Right? They're like,
oh, yeah.
All I know about your fiance is she likes dolphins because she said that once being nice and it's not even true. And here's another dolphin necklace for Halloween. Yeah, right? It's like, what the fuck? Totally
but Madison is always incorporating the word sun into her speech.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah. Yes.
So it really is her favorite.
So she loves sun anything.
She loves suns.
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah. I was thinking about you, Billy, and that dialogue.
That's a good point.
I hated it so much.
I was like, Billy probably hates it so much. Yeah. Everything is so forced, and it's all just like sun so this, bad. Sun that. Billy's like,
construct sun.
It literally, construct sun. My miss sun. My miss sun.
My missing. I need to get permiss sun.
Each one is like a little fucking blade.
Hello, every sun.
It's just like, they literally look like someone sat down and first draft went into the game. You know what I mean? Where there's like, bam, like, hammer out. It just like makes them say what they need to do. Bah, 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 bah. Submit.
Yeah.
Game of the year, 10 out of 10.
I mean, honestly.
It still is, which is like, I almost wish that instead of all that, they just went like, the dialogue is like, I want to make it yellow. You're right. We will need 10 sunflowers to make it yellow. Do you have 10? Yes or no? Okay, quest over. Instead, you're like, clack, 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 clack. Miss sun. Just sun. Make it sun. Click, 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 click. Anyway, it's great. Everyone loves it. I'm a positive person. Uh-huh. God damn it.
Yep. Billy loves everything.
Yeah. No.
So you dye it yellow because you have had 10 dandelions in your bag since you left Tutorial Island that you've never used. Stop
making those are great to cook, though.
I haven't used them.
I cut them.
Bloom recovery ones.
Yeah. I just
somehow seem to have, I can never get less than 50 of them in my inventory, no matter how much I cook with them. For some reason, I just always have at least 50 of these things. I think I just pick them up all the time.
I pick up everything. I'm just not even looking at what I'm picking up anymore. Yeah. But yeah, I haven't used them since we made granny porridge like years ago at Kariko Village. But yeah, I already forgot the recipe for that, so like I guess I can look back
it's saved.
I just don't encounter gloom that often. I guess I haven't been in depths in a while. I guess that too.
I can't even go to the depths.
I mean, you need to get
auto build so you can unlock the rest of Robbie's things so your Purapad can be at its full function.
I know it's down and like maybe I gotta find. I gotta find
one
it,
one of those upgrades is in Akala. The one that I really, really want is the travel medallion, which was in the DLC from the first game, which basically lets you put down a temporary warp gate.
The travel medallion.
So you can put down a warp gate somewhere, and then jump off a bridge, and then warp back to that bridge right where you left.
That's cool.
And then you could reset it in different places. Yeah. You can only have one at a time.
That's some Ocarina of Time shit.
Oh, that's actually pretty cool.
For the oldies right there, there used to be a spell that you could find and you could set like a warp point in a dungeon, because dungeons used to actually be like long, difficult affairs that you would spend a lot of time figuring out. Might actually go back into the main world multiple times to like get materials or think or like, you know, collect more heart containers, and then you would go back in. So a great way to make that easier was you could set like this warp point certain places and then go back out, and then when you come back you go right there. These dungeons also demand that. They're very difficult.
So, but anyway, to wrap up Madsen's quest. So you put her in the balloon and you kind of are like going back up to Cherrytown in the balloon with the dad and the mom has come down.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like the people are there to take her to Gerudo. Yeah. And so it's like the cutscene of like her going away and it's like dawn and it's very cute and everybody waves goodbye to this adorable little girl. And she gets in a balloon and you never see her again.
You also don't see who takes her, right?
No, you don't.
It's just some Gerudo guard.
Yeah, it's like a Gerudo. Yeah.
But you don't see...
No, but they don't do that part of the
you
scene.
You do. No.
They? Oh, they did? I didn't see that.
I think they come out.
I saw a Gerudo guard.
Yeah, they came out, but I don't think you see them, like, leave together or anything.
Huh. I thought I just saw, like, we're staring at the sun, scene fades to black, fades back up, and you're standing on the plateau.
No, maybe you're back in Tarrytown, I think you...
Yeah. Oh, okay. Hmm.
But yeah, I assume that we'll find her when we get to Gerudo.
Mm-hmm. Get back to?
We better because...
Get to. I have not been there. Don't kill me. I haven't been there.
Well, get back to
there.
From the original
from
game.
The last
Billy.
Time.
Come on.
The first time. Yeah. Of course.
That's what I meant.
I'm upset that we didn't find the Kakariko chick in Hateno.
I did.
Oh, I did?
Really?
After everything... Yeah, it's really weird. Actually, I meant to ask you guys about this.
Which Kakariko?
The one who wanted granny.
The girl who... The
granddaughter.
Younger, yeah.
Oh, right. Is that where she was supposed to go there? Right, yeah. I didn't see them either. Yeah, no.
So what happened for me, I think this is how it went down. After completing the whole mayor quest, buying CC's stuff, returning... She now is standing outside CC's and has a little bit of dialogue about how she's there to learn. And as far as I can tell, that's it, which is sort of a bummer. Mm-hmm. I was like, wait. So I went back to her village to see if, are there new designs or something? Is she shipping something back? That would be cool. Uh-huh. But it doesn't seem to have done anything, which disappointed me a little bit. So you're still mainly right, Jackie, but she is now there with like a throwaway line of dialogue and it doesn't...
Oh, okay. I feel like that should have, like, like you're saying, like, unlock something or...
Yeah. It should be the only way to get,
there.
Like,
I just wanted to see her be there, because otherwise it would be dumb.
I wanted her to, like, design the top that goes with the hat, and the only way to get it is that, but she sends it back to the village, and you have to, like, connect the dots, and you go back, and it's like, oh my god, fucking
DLC.
Top is here. Yeah, maybe she'll come in the DLC. Ooh.
Yeah.
DLC. Fashion DLC.
Yeah.
But she, like,
fashion DLC.
Going to be like
give the people what they want.
CC's apprentice or something.
That'd be cool. I have a request from the three of you. Kaylee, you've already done this once. Excuse me. But I would like to see y'all's best outfits.
Okay. Challenge.
Oh, hell yeah.
Send me either... videos or screenshots of you in your best gear.
I was going to say, like, in game.
Like,
you mean
in my nudes?
In my best gear or in my
favorite?
You know, most okay, fashionable, good. Most interesting and fun and cool.
Okay. Speaking of that, the side question to that, real quick: what do you guys find you're most often wearing? Like, what's your just common, when you don't think about it, you're just playing and running around, what are you just in most often, lately?
It's a good question.
Lately it's been the Hylian set, because I figured out you could put the hood down. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how you get a good fashion check score, is if you're wearing all the matching things. Yeah. So I've been running with that most often, but when I go in the depths, it's... miner's gear and then a funny headpiece of some kind.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like, it's, yeah.
Wait, miner's gear? Mm-hmm. Is that something I don't know about? That's not the Gurudu's.
It has lights on it.
No, it's got, it's got lights on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I haven't found this.
It has lights on it. Yeah, it's something you can find in the depths. Go to the depths. and there's, I haven't found the headpiece yet. I found just the chest and the legs. And they have lights on them, and they glow the area around you.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
When you upgrade them, they glow more. That sphere
that's
is bigger.
Cool.
I think I only have the chest piece, but there's probably the whole set's down there, I'd imagine.
Yeah. I only have the pants.
Yeah, it's either the pants or the chest piece, I think, for me.
I forget where I found the chest piece. but I want to find a hat. And I'm like, because it looks like, Jackie, I think you said this when we were like first talking about it. It's like, it looks like she's going to Burning Man
yeah.
or something.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
it's he has great. Just a bunch it's all of, very like, little, strappy.
Like little right. light bulbs on him. Yeah. One, yeah. It's kind of yes. funny. I guess, it sort of helps. I think it's about as bright as if you like decide to make what's the other recipe that you can make? Like you can eat the
glow stuff.
Right, the glow yeah. stuff. Yeah, yeah. It's oh, about yeah, the glow stuff. Right? I mean, yeah. is it helpful? Nah, marginally.
So you can either do edibles or put on your Burning Man outfit.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
100%.
What about you guys? What's your most common outfit, you think?
The most common one I use is usually the sneaky like Sheikah one, like the ninja one, just because it's like, if I'm collecting stuff or critters or whatever, I don't really like sneaking up on them. I just want to walk and grab them. Cool. And then like, so I just leave that on for the most part. And it does help with like fighting people. Maybe not necessarily like the stats, but it's good to just not be immediately like seen or whatever. So
I've been wearing Fierce Deity. Because we just got that full set.
That's
a good one. It's just so cool. The white eyes. Like, yeah, I freaking love it.
It's a cool set.
And then I also now have the full set of skydiving gear. So I often wear that. And I have leveled it up to get the bonus.
I still don't know what the bonus is. Don't say it. Don't say it. I want to find out.
Well, so I'm curious though, because like the
Kayla's gonna say something that's gonna
when does the bonus kick in? Because like no, there's a certain
but all three pieces have to be level
all
2.
All three of them. Okay, I think I have that now, because level 3 for them involves an item that I have not seen, this creature a Gibdo.
Yeah,
I have no idea what that
think
means.
I think it's a kind of butterfly. And I think they're in the Sky Islands.
Oh.
Really?
I think. I don't quote me on it. But
so you found these?
Either me or Jimbo.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll look for it. Because it's like, I was like, I've never heard of this material. Yeah. What is this? So.
Do you get another bonus for getting to level 3 in gear? Or is it just a little more armor? Buff.
I think it just just increases your protection after you get everything. But I'm really happy that they give you the set bonus or like the extra buff at level 2, because I'm like, man, if it's like all the way at the very top, like that's so daunting.
Yeah. Plus it probably means often you'll do it at a point in the game where you won't need it
anymore. Yeah, you might not be surfing around. So is the bonus just like better mobility or whatever, or that?
Well, that's the base.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Sorry. Don't ask the other. I'm still trying to figure out how to get another fairy open. So I think we'll have to do an episode where we talk about. We should soon, like, just do them all. Any we haven't done, and then talk about the whole fairy quest essentially. Because that's actually, I remember back, I was shitting on originally. How they revealed where they all are. And I was like, that sucks. Yes. I have now realized, like, oh, because it's not that. Okay, so fair. Uh-huh. I'm okay with it now that I've realized it's not just get there, which it was in the first one, right? The first one, the point of the quest was, like, just find them.
Right. Yeah, you're finding them.
Oh, and you paid for them? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
So basically, you had to pay just different find
them. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this one.
Well, except for the final one was, like, 10,000 rupees.
No.
I remember that from Breath of the Wild, like the last one, the fourth one.
That sounds maybe a thousand.
I swear, that was like the second one was like 1,000.
I feel like it was something exorbitant, and it took me like very end game to do it, or like had to like.
It was like it was very
you have to like purposely go in and be like, all right, now I'm gonna save up money to drop it on this weird lady.
So much farming.
Yeah, I mean, that makes it even worse. Now I think about it. We paid for the time.
Yep. To go into her little pool of wonders. What are we talking about?
Tarrytown.
We were talking about Tarrytown.
Where do we get in there?
Fairies. You're talking about fairies.
Oh, my most worn gear is the flying gear. Yeah, that's mine.
Yep.
And then mine was the Fierce DD actually before I got it, because I was like, love the bonus to kill stuff faster. That's great.
Yeah.
But now it's the flying stuff, and I just even in combat, just totally forget that I should change. And usually my weapons are like plus 50 at this point, that it doesn't seem to matter. I just run up and like hit them a couple times and they die. Hmm. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
That's great.
Man, I really just, it took me a while. This is, sounds so stupid. You guys are probably doing it the whole time. Whenever you are in some instance where you kill a boss of some kind, even a mini boss, it's like, oh, attach the shit they drop on the ground to your sword, whatever right. you're holding, yeah. and then suddenly you have like plus 50 gear. Mm-hmm. And I was right. like, oh, mm-hmm. okay.
Of just picking it up.
Yeah.
Well, some of them you can't pick up.
You can't pick up.
So yeah, like a talus.
Oh, yeah.
The talus, the flux cores. Yeah. The first time I encountered the flux core, I didn't understand what that material, I thought it was like a zonai, obviously it's a zonai thing or whatever, but I was like, I can't like, you know, keep it, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't understand like maybe we didn't get fused yet. I don't remember. But I was like, all right. And then I think I like died and came back to that place. And I'm like, oh, it's gone. Fuck.
Yeah. So, it took me a second because I just wasn't using the system enough. And now I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. Anyway, so yeah, I just leave Birdman on all the time because I like the mobility plus. Excited to see what the other one is. Okay. But we're back in Tarrytown. We've sent her off, which means the construction husband and wife are finally, as they've been teasing the whole time, ready to talk about our dream home.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie.
Goodbye.
Take it away.
Goodbye, all my money.
Goodbye.
Fully agree with that. Goodbye, all my money.
Yeah, so they're like, we have a plot of land. We'll give it to you for a 50% discount because we love you so much. And we'll get you a realtor to sell Zelda's house in Hateno. No, they don't do that. It's still your house. But
where are the money?
I think she won it in the divorce because you don't seem to have any of your stuff there anymore.
It's true. Oh, it's so true.
She's a dragon right now.
She doesn't need a house.
That dude, that's so true. Nothing about that house says that it's yours. Yeah. Everything in there is Zelda.
That's true.
Wow.
So total squatter.
She just divorced. Like
she took it from
that sucks.
Yeah,
to
build that house.
Build your house, then you let your girlfriend move in, and then she kicks you out. God.
And she has a fucking castle.
She has a castle.
She still took our house, our little shitty house.
What a bitch.
In Backwoods Kakariko Village. No, wait. In Hateno Village.
Yeah. Tough stuff. And then you got to buy a whole house again.
This time it's a dream house. This was really funny. Walk us through how this works, Jackie.
So they like give you rooms modularly to just attach in whatever configuration that you want. So the starting package is a foyer and a bedroom. And there is an obvious and easy way that they stick together. You just line them up, you know, opening to opening. There's no windows on any of the walls, by the way. So you could just...
Or a bathroom in your house.
No natural sun.
Nobody... This is a different universe. Nobody poops anywhere.
It's kind of good, though. Okay, keep going.
You can just stick them together. What I did was I stacked mine on top of each other with the openings facing the same way. And so it's like you go in the door and it's just like open air. And then I have to ascend up into my bedroom because I didn't have enough money for stairs.
Oh, you know what? That's not a terrible idea, though.
That's great. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's a really private bedroom now.
Yeah. That's,
no, it's not because it's just the whole thing is open.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah, it's open but no front. One can
it's
get to
it. It's very
secure.
Yeah, right.
That's true. Without a ladder.
Yeah.
It's like a moon room.
Yeah.
Moon room. Mm-hmm.
So can you reconfigure? I haven't bought the house yet, but you can reconfigure it after you start adding stuff.
There are many different kinds of rooms and things you could buy. You could get a garden, a paddock, a pool, a blessing room. You can have your own like goddess statue.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you can get one of those.
Super cool.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm saving up for a paddock.
I was gonna say everyone's bought their house.
I did the paddock.
Started their Animal Crossing. Simulator.
I did the paddock and I put the gold horse in there. And I'm like, now I'm gonna stare at you all the time.
That's fun.
What is your gold horse named?
Goldie.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Yep. That tracks.
And she only ever eats golden apples.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also that checks out.
Yeah. I was like, this is how we're going to do this. So. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did it the obvious. Well, so actually, I didn't fully understand. So they have open sides. And I was like, well, why am I able to rotate this if there's only one way they'd go together to seal the structure? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, so maybe I'm misunderstanding and I can do whatever I want and then they'll seal it and do whatever, you know, like they'll do whatever.
Yeah.
Incorrect. It was, yeah, open air. And I was like, all right. So then you wiggle it to break. So you ask him, I want to go back into construction. And then to separate them, you have to wiggle it, which means your whole... and now I had spent time lining it up square.
Uh-huh.
And then immediately to grab it and try to disassemble it, it's not square anymore. Like, my door isn't where I want it anymore because I've wiggled it. And I'm like, oh, damn it. All right. don't spend so much time on this. So I did square them up, put them together. And then, you know, now it's like, okay, now I want to walk in and see my new home. And so I'm walking up to the door. This is right when Stephanie comes in to what is that? That's the dream home? And I'm like, yeah. So basically, I quickly describe the quest. I'm like, yeah, you do this thing. So they built you this dream home. There's a ton of options of everything you could do. You got this great plot of land and it's your dream home. And I open the door and it is a flat, right? It is a 1-1. It is connected living room and bedroom is together. Yeah, studio flat. And that's it. And it's like, yeah, this is pretty much what a dream home really is today. They sell you a dream home and you buy a total piece of shit, 1-1, in the middle of nowhere. And it costs me all my fucking rupees. Mm-hmm. And I'm indebted to this guy forever. And here I am. Here's my new house. It really is the divorce picture, right? We had this dope house in Hatino when we were a bachelor a couple years ago. She took it, kicks us out, even though she already has everything. She's fucking princess of the area, mm-hmm. has a castle. Now we move way out even farther. Like, our commute is so bad now, we're on the tip of the map. And we have this little 1-1 shack out here. Yeah. And it costs us more than it fucking did for our that. But she's making so much money off that place now. And we're
the value has gone up.
Yeah, she doesn't even live there. She rents it out. Yeah. Airbnb.
I sleep for free in Laurel, and so
this quest was hitting too close to home for me. I was like, the fucking boomers. They sell your house.
I would sleep for free in the Deku tree.
Ooh, nice little tree house.
They, you know, those little dudes try to get you to. They're always talking about it.
Uh-huh.
Dude's always standing right at the door. Like, mm-hmm. you want to sleep here, man? Like, hey. You want to sleep inside this fucking omnipresent creature?
Inside the navel. They call it the navel.
Oh.
They do call it the navel.
This primordial being.
Yeah,
so sleep here. Got a soft bed if you want.
Yeah, yeah. Don't mind the gurgling.
I do like how they call you Mr. Hero.
Oh.
Then it warms my heart every time I see the Koroks. I'm just like, oh, thank you. Someone who knows who I am.
Yeah, someone who acknowledges who you are.
Yeah.
That's the only ones who remember.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What are the other quests there? Oh, so sorry. You guys are into this, though. You guys are going to build a big old
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys are really going to spend your time.
Probably.
Yeah, already started.
I know. I had a prediction as soon as this was setting up and I was seeing it. I was like, this is a quest that Alan and I build our 1-1 and walk away from forever.
I can start the 1-1.
We're I'm going back into the woods with my sword.
Yeah.
And
it's all very
you guys
superfluous.
Send a photo of a castle or something with a pool that you've meticulously lined up where the sun sets. And
I'm going to sell all of my gems. I have three diamonds right now.
Uh-huh.
I was saving them for something, but nope.
Same
going
for a
going
rainy
towards
day.
The paddock.
Yeah. Wow. Well,
100%.
That makes sense.
That's absolutely what I'm going to be doing as well.
I'm excited to see your homes when
you're
home. Yeah,
me too. I'm excited to see what you guys put into it. Mine will just be a vacant lot or abandoned home.
It's got a plot of land.
Yeah, it's going to be just abandoned. Just tumbleweeds. Just
just a campfire.
Yeah. This has to be like a, you know, you cut to
Alan's trying to split his
haunted house.
Multiple small lots and sell the lots.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Not a terrible idea.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys do the quest where you carry the? So we bought the guy's, you know, green Do they have a name for those green rocks that open shrines? The shrine rock? I don't know. Light rock. Follow the and bring the. What do they call it? Yeah,
crystal. I think they say crystal. Yeah.
It's funny that it's like shaped like a. It's shaped like the shrine too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shrunk down.
Just in case you didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, I did do that.
How'd you complete it?
I threw it. No, just kidding. I put it on the rail car.
Strapped a rocket to it or something. I was like, I'll pick it up down there.
I put it on the rail car, and then I carried it to the water's edge, and then I put it on a boat.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. So that's what I did, but I thought you would have a funnier answer.
I'm sorry. I did, but it was
fake. I was expecting like an insane Jackie solution. Yeah. I put all the Hudsons together and they all held a rocket.
Yeah, I was going to say, they all floated down the river.
Flew it over there.
Jimbo has a Hudson shield.
Oh.
Whoa. It's great.
Fuse a Hudson shield.
Wow. It's great. Yes.
That is so cool. So you just take any shield and then attach the Hudson? Love it.
Yeah.
The things you can fuse.
I'm going to do that now.
It's really great.
Does it call it a Hudson shield or like shield plus Hudson? That's amazing. Hudson 10 shield. Out of 10. 10 out of 10.
A Hudson shield. Oh, is that what it is? Oh, that's what it's called now. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome.
Shield Sun.
Shield Sun.
Shield Sun.
Shield Sun. Shield Sun.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you guys did the fusion, defusion, I guess. The guy. Oh, yeah. I know, Jackie, you talked about
it. Disassembly.
Yeah, disassembly. I did that as soon as I got there because I didn't really realize. So it just takes the parts, right? It takes them both. Does it actually like upgrade any? Like, doesn't do anything to it? It just disassembles them, but like doesn't waste it. Like, you could do that in your menu, but you can do it in here for whatever cost or whatever. Mm-hmm. I remember early on I had, before I understood fusion and like those flux core, like and the parts that you get after beating a boss. Yeah. One of them was a flux core 3 and I attached it to a shield for no reason.
Oh,
I don't
no.
understand why. And it's just been sitting in my inventory, not being used because like, it's not. So then I was like, oh, cool. I'll finally like, so I took it apart and I added it to a sword and I'm like, ah, nice.
It's like plus 4,000. Yeah, you'll kill a boss once and it'll break and be like, it was worth it.
Yeah, it was worth it. I mean, that's great. I put on a kite shield for no reason. I have no idea. I was like, oh, that's fusion.
100 hours later.
Have you guys been using any forest dweller stuff?
Yes.
I have a spear. Yes.
I love those. So. I have a muddle bud sword and a dazzle fruit spear.
Oh, I didn't find the sword. Yeah. Did you make the sword off of something or did you find it like that?
Oh, I found just the sword. From like a monster in the swamp.
Oh, okay.
And then
and it's called the Forest Dweller Sword. I missed that one. I didn't find that. Okay, I found the other stuff, and I was wondering if there was a sword.
Yeah, and I should probably also find a shield and put a puff shroom on it, or a spring, or a something else.
Rocket.
Yeah, rocket's good. I'd need to do.
Rocket would be really useful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have used the muddle, but not on like a weapon. I've fused it to arrows.
I wonder if it...
did that for a little bit. It was kind of fun.
Yeah.
What do those do?
They confuse the enemies. Oh, that's right. And they'll make them attack each other.
Yeah. It's kind of nice to like, if you're going to like go into like a little encampment or whatever, it's kind of nice to...
Or if you find like the boss Boko and his little followers.
Yeah, you just start...
I love to do that and just yell fight at them.
Cause chaos.
Fight!
Yeah.
Fight!
It even works on the Zonai guys too, so it's cool.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
I kind of forgot about it, actually.
I wonder if the forest dweller stuff, does it reuse? So I know it does fuse recycling, but does it also apply to Zonai devices? Or is it just for like splash fruit or whatever?
That's a great question. Yeah. And one we should experiment and find out. I don't know. That'd be cool. I feel like you could just have a never-ending fire, like flamethrower, essentially.
Or like a rocket, you know, a rocket shield, because those are one-time
rocket
use.
Rocket shield would be.
Yeah.
That would be pretty cool.
So where do you get this forest dweller stuff?
Korok.
Korok Forest.
Oh, okay.
Where do you,
I might have picked it up.
Wait, where is the shield specifically? I don't think I found that
one. I don't know if it exists.
Ah.
Wait, no, okay. I'm pretty sure that I got it. Wait, did you guys get the bow? I'm trying to remember where I found which piece.
Oh, I have a bow. Yeah, I definitely have a bow.
Oh, let me check my notes.
I don't know.
I'll be right back with you.
I only have the spear.
So is it really just like, I guess what's the benefit of the force dweller stuff? You add like stuff to it and
it doesn't, it gets, you can reuse it. So if you put, normally if you put like a dazzle fruit on a spear and then you use the spear, then it, the dazzle fruit disappears forever.
Right, right,
but
right.
But with this one, it will, when it's active, it glows. So when you use it, it'll go dark for like 10 seconds, something, a very short period of time, but then it recharges pretty quickly.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's pretty nice.
So it's like you can continue to use that material that you've fused onto it.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's great for the effects. Mm-hmm. What'd you find, Billy?
I did not write the specific spot, but one of them, and it might be this one, because I wonder if you guys did not do this one. Because I don't know if it would have stuck out to you as being interesting, but in Korok Forest, if you look at the map, once you have it, one of the areas is like Sarah's Lake.
Yeah.
And she was the sage of the forest in Ocarina of Time.
Oh.
And in that game, she was like your childhood friend. And there was like a little budding romance with your childhood friend. She taught you a song. She was like sad you were leaving the forest to go on your big quest. It was actually like pretty good storytelling, especially compared to where we've gotten with the series. So anyway, especially as being a child and seeing that, it was like, that was like a big moment. It was like, wow, this is so cool. Because then you go back in time later and you find her and she has never aged like you have because you aren't really a child of the forest like she is. So back then, the Koroks weren't like goofy. They were like actually children of the forest, basically, right? So she didn't age, and then she becomes the sage of the forest. So when they had the area in the game, I was like, ooh, is there like a callback outfit from when were there? Yeah. Or is she there? Is she going to be like maybe a Korok, but it's like Sarah Korok, and only for those who know, we'll be able to talk to her. Like, was super curious.
Egg or something.
No, nothing that cool. But it does have one of the pieces of gear. And it's either the shield or the bow, and I can't remember which one, but one of the forest dweller pieces is there. And the way that you get there, which is actually kind of confusing, you have to go to the one Korok is called like, it's the one that you have to skydive into his special place.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Once you unlock that. You
special place.
Okay. Yeah, I see. And that was literally like the name of the quest, though.
Yeah,
I think
Maka's
so. Yeah,
special
like
place.
Makis or Makas. Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, good metaphor. You have to skydive to it. Anyway, so head down right to a special place, and then from that spot, you follow the, I think the glowing something. It might be like glowing mushrooms.
Silent
there.
Shroom.
Yeah, you follow those, and that's the only way to find the path. But it's not a quest. You just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
and
I remember that.
And then you get there, and then on the island, there's a
hard,
chest with that.
I had a hard time with that.
That was tough. Yeah, like, I do remember that.
I couldn't always find the next mushroom.
It was not well done. Yeah, I warped back to the shrine, like, multiple times to figure out, like, how to do it.
I think I kept climbing up, like, the tree. That like the mushroom was on, and then have to kind of scan the area before I like pop back down. Sometimes you'd see it, and sometimes you wouldn't, and be like, and it was like hiding behind another tree. I'm like, fuck.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so you guys all found the island then?
I haven't.
I don't know. I guess I must have, or I just because
I think
didn't
I thought
finish
that's
that.
The only one you need to do the glowing mushroom thing for.
I think so. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. So you guys must have found it. So maybe it's just the bow then. If
it's
you didn't
probably
find
the
shield. Okay. So
then I do. Then that's where I got that.
I can't remember which one I got the shields then, but I got the shield in a situation like that. It was one of the kind of Korok quests, and it might have been in a shrine, or it was, I didn't write it down, but
did
yeah,
you fuse
I,
something
I thought I got
it?
The shield.
Okay.
No, I don't do anything, dude. I'm an idiot.
Billy.
No fusions.
Hold on, I'm going to look it up. I might be lying to you, so I want to just double check if I did get the shield or not. But I know I didn't get the sword, so that made me think I got the shield, because I really wanted the sword. Because in the first game, you also get like the little, not the first game, in Ocarina of Time, you get the little Korok sword, and it's like this crappy wooden sword. So I was really hoping that like that would be the item on Sarah's Island or something, and it would be like a piece of crap, but it would be like, oh my god, so cool.
Nostalgia.
And then it was like the bow that does, I don't know, 3x arrows or something.
That's
five. Great. In the Breath of the Wild, it was five.
Oh.
I don't think it's
no,
five.
No, I think it's two or three. Yeah.
Five arrows.
Maybe it ranks with your character. It's I'm not sure. Arrows. But I'm pretty sure mine does three.
Mm. Okay.
In Breath of the Wild, the Korok bow did five arrows,
that's
I think.
Bonkers.
Which was really cool. But I can imagine how that would be very overpowered in this context. Yeah. Because now bomb arrows are not like a $600 purchase. It's a... Nah, just run around for a little bit and find them or
right.
or trade my pose for them, which is what I do.
So. Oh, yeah. Tarrytown, the store there had like bombs too, which is like one of the few places I guess you can get it above ground outside of, right? Like the pose, which I did do at one point at Lookout Landing that had a whole menu. I was wondering what the heck we need to do. Like, I was like, what am I grabbing all these little ghosts
there's like
for? But yeah.
If you also explore the depths a little bit more, you'll find more of those bargainer statues.
Oh, okay. The same one that's like in Lookout Landing.
Find,
okay, yeah.
They're much bigger, but essentially, yeah. They're massive like statues.
Yeah.
And they will eventually open up multiple different armor options. Yeah. Some of them are just like armor that you can find, and then it's like becomes sellable or purchasable also through the bargainer statue. Right. But then there's a few pieces that they make for you, like a gloom resistant armor.
Yeah. Oh.
And so there's like an armor set that like gives you essentially hearts that are fake hearts that go away when you like that can be expended, protect you from gloom.
Oh, interesting.
Protect your real hearts from gloom.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's really that's really
shield.
Useful.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
I only have one.
And
so
it looks
far.
Cool too. I have the chest piece and the pants. I haven't gotten enough to do the headpiece yet.
Net in the depths.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It turns out depths. Alan and I didn't find that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder.
Strange.
Billy, I'm surprised that you haven't found more love for the depths just because that is where all of the old nostalgia pieces are.
Yeah, no, like, I did find that and I haven't talked about it yet. I did find those. So just one piece of each. And this is actually really cool. Yeah. So I like that. So I found maps in the Sky Islands doing different things, and those maps
those
lead
too,
you to places in the depths, and those pieces are nostalgia gear,
right?
Which like is really cool.
Marked by X's.
So I'm super into that. That is actually the only thing I've really fallen in love with in the depths, but it hasn't. I don't know what it is about it. They're pretty cool. Like we talked about this last time. There are things about the depths that I definitely dig. How it's like harder. Yeah. It takes more time. I think it's just. I don't know. Nothing feels like a big revelation down there for whatever reason. And I really like finding the map to the X on the spot. But when I do it, I don't normally look around and have a lot of curiosity about what else there is. It more makes me want to go find another map. Not like keep exploring the depths, if that makes sense. I'm like, I do want more of this gear, so I should probably go to the sky. I don't think so. I should stay down here.
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't think it's that hard to find the stuff. Like following the statues to the mines, and like there's gear all over the place. I don't know. I feel like if you find a chest in the depths, it's like 50-50. Either it's going to be like a large Zonai charge, or it's a piece of armor.
Yeah. Yeah. The times I've found chests in the depth, they're usually like connected to, like the mines or like somewhere in there. I think that's how I found the glowing piece.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was, and I think I found other stuff that was definitely armor. So yeah, it's definitely, I think for me too, it's like the depths are, I know it's not all the same, but for me, like going down there, it's like,
it does feel a little all the same.
It's dark. And then it's like, I guess that's the whole point. But then it's like, it's a lot of landscape wise, it's very much the same. So it's like kind of tough to like, oh, there's another mountain. Oh, there's a funny tree. There's, oh, now there's gloom skeletons running after me.
Mine cart railway in
that thing's
a big
fun
part of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
which mm-hmm. you enjoyed that mm-hmm. in Elden, right, Billy?
Oh yeah, loved it.
Yeah,
there's more.
No, I think that Alan is hitting on what it is a bit. It because like I have gone down for like 2 hours at a time, mm-hmm. but then I burn yeah. out because it really does feel like everything I do down there is the same zone.
Gotcha.
You know, and yeah. in a sense it is. Yeah. So then I'm like, but at the top. We're in Akala now, like it's totally different.
Yeah.
Right? You're like, this is so refreshing. Yeah. And then you go down, you get bored, but then suddenly you're at the beach and you're like, oh my mm-hmm. God, I get to pretend like I'm in Wind Waker for a minute. This is great.
Oh yeah.
But when you're in the depths, you're pretty much like, I'm in the depths. And now that's what I'm doing. Like I'm aligning with these strategies the whole time. Like it doesn't, and I probably just haven't found it. So I'm sure it exists. But with my time there, I play the same way the whole time I'm there. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like same gear, same strategy, popping the same food, worrying about gloom and throwing my fucking light pellet seeds. Like, and I like that stuff. I'm just saying that it's the same game style pretty much the whole time I'm down there.
That checks out.
And that's fair. I like some of the things like the Colosseums provide a lot of very interesting variation on that. So they have the Colosseums in the depths as well,
oh, okay.
which do, again, it's a gear reward, which to me is like going to be the most valuable.
I think it's the coolest thing.
Shot, yeah, gears. Sure. Yeah,
it's the coolest thing is to find the armor. It's like, that's the most fun thing. And so the Colosseums have that. I love those are a little bit of a change up and they're very difficult, mm-hmm. which is cool too, that it's hard. Mm-hmm. But then I also just, I don't know, to me, there's something very addicting about like, turning on all the light routes. Yeah. Like, I'm going to turn on all the light routes in this game. Like, I'm going to do it. It's just so much, I don't know, for some reason, I'm just like, I want that. Because even when you have all of them lit up in an area, it's addicting. Even when you have them all lit up in an area, there are still pockets of it that are still dark. Like, you can't see very well in. Or things that you still have to use a seed to light up. Which is cool that, like, it's not a solve.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like there are, I'm trying to think of like some of the lore pieces that I've stumbled across down there. I feel like there have been a few things that like, in the same way that the Sky Islands sort of like trickle out little pieces of lore in some ways, I feel like I've found a few of those same kinds of things in the depths. Mm. I don't know.
There's a lot of Yiga schematics.
The Yiga stuff is really fun down there. I really like the Yiga stuff.
So like machines that you can build with auto build. Mm-hmm.
I've gotten a couple of those actually.
Yeah, I think
I just don't use them.
Yeah, I got one of them without obviously not don't have auto build yet, but Kaylee's like their encampments are fun though. I guess the one time I did, I think I was riding the Express Nidra down to the depths one time and I just like let it
Nidra
run.
Nidra Express.
And then I just like dropped off somewhere where that just happened to be a Yiga encampment. And that was pretty fun just like climbing through there and kind of like, you know, just sneaking around. And then I got they had a lot of already cool assembled stuff already that I used. Just like, I was like, oh, cool. It's already built. Let me just go ride down. I mean, that was kind of, and then I got an auto build thing and I was like, what is this? So, yeah, I think once I get auto build, I think it'll be maybe more fun to make those things, you know, with less time and more.
Yeah. It's cool. It's a cool
just like
feature.
It as an option too for like, it's nice to have the depths to like, I don't know, if you get bored of stuff, it's like another thing to turn on. So like, it's like, if you get bored of doing shrines, you kind of leave those alone for a little while. If you get bored of like trying to figure out this one thing on the surface, it's like, let me go play around the depths for a little bit. It's just like another different way to play the same game, which is really intriguing for me. Mm-hmm. It's like, feels like a different game because you're right. Like your
does.
Point, Billy,
it does
like,
feel like a different game.
You have different strategies there. And I'm like, that's fun that like you have to adapt like that. So
I like that a lot too. And so, which I think like that's what I was praising it for that last episode. And I still believe that. Mm-hmm. But it's also just, I guess I just burn out on it faster because it's like one type of food over and over.
That's fair.
And so like I just haven't gone as, I have not explored it as much as you guys have just because when I do for like an hour, I'm usually all set. And I'm like, all right, and then I go back up and it's like the art's really pretty all of a sudden. And there's like things are changing and there's actually characters who talk to me. And
there's very little
of NPCs. I think I met one that was just like,
they're all Yiga so far for me.
I think I met one that was like a traveler or whatever.
Maybe. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
I don't know.
I think
I got auto builds though.
Cool.
We should one day just talk about the Yiga stuff as like its own thing. Yeah. That stuff was interesting, and you should do auto build to do that little. There's a Yiga thing connected to it, Alan. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
We can go into that. Yes. I've actually never used auto build since I've gotten it, so I guess.
Oh no.
So I actually then collected a bunch of schematics. But like, here's the thing: you're in your head, you're thinking, "Oh my god!" And you've been building stuff. No, I haven't done that either.
No.
I just have not done any of it.
Well, what I was thinking is like, so my big initial misconception with auto build was that you had to already have all the pieces available, and it's just a faster way to assemble. So you have to pull out the things out of your inventory, the fan and the control stick and the wing, and then auto build can just smoosh them together quickly for you. No. Auto build will actually generate the pieces themselves as well if you don't have them, which is so useful because now it's like, okay, if I have a wing, a control stick, and one rocket, well, now it'll just charge me Zonite to like put the other rocket on there and I'm going. Mm-hmm. And it just speeds things up. It makes crafting so much more accessible because now you're just like, preset, here are the pieces that I already have, drop those things, build the rest, go.
Yeah, I should do that.
It's very approachable.
I really enjoy the vehicles when they've created a set piece, if you will, where it's like I went into the sky and I was just doing something stupid. And there was already a glider like on a track and like a rocket on it or something and a steering wheel right next to it. So I just stuck the steering wheel on and then I rode it and it was like super fun. And they kind of had already aligned it to like a place to go and all this stuff. So they do that a lot, and I like that, right? But that kind of, I guess it's just that, like, that already scratches the itch for me. So I'm very rarely ever in my own spot with no stuff where I'm like, you know what would be great right here? Is, like, stopping what I'm doing and creating, like, a glider and then get it. I just, for whatever reason, it's because I guess you move so fast anyway that I just don't. I'm like, no, I could just warp to that tower and fucking skydive down here and like do whatever I want. So I'll just do that. And I just like, I find that mechanic more fun. Mm-hmm. Like seeing the world every time to me is the biggest wow moment. And then like having that extra skydive mobility is super cool. I just, for whatever reason, that clicks with my brain more. It's like, I want to do that. I don't want to like sit here and create my little glider that's going to disappear in 15 seconds.
I like to make... I like to make different vehicles for all the different terrains. Go ahead, Jackie.
Oh. We got a really good tip on vehicles despawning. So I think it came from our new patron, Sojourn. The handle is Sojourner Weaver, which I think is really funny. But anyway, so... The tip is to extend the lifespan of a vehicle. So if you're like flying a glider somewhere, it will last longer. To extend the distance you can walk away from like a parked vehicle before it automatically despawns, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like you mean like you drive a car somewhere. Mm-hmm. It starts blinking. You jump off and you run away a little bit. No. Okay.
You drive a car somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's not blinking or anything. And you run away and you go help a car.
You have to reset it before it stops, before it starts blinking.
I'm not talking about blinking.
Oh, like, sorry. Okay. Sorry.
Like sometimes it just goes away, right?
You just, the game you've just abandoned, like swallows it up. You've abandoned your car. Oh. You're like, oh, it's at the foot of this cliff.
I thought we were talking about despawning from blinking. Okay, got it.
Yeah, so it's like, I'm going to go up this cliff and help this Korok for a second, and then you come back to where your car was, and it's gone. Like, what the hell? So you can extend the distance, and then...
Wait, how do you extend
the distance? So the way to do that is to fuse any dragon part to it.
Oh, like a legit dragon part? Like
yeah, just
dried.
Like a scale really? Or a tooth or a piece
no
of
shit.
Spike. Yeah.
Oh, weird. What?
It's okay. Like a purposeful, like they program that in or that's a...
That
seems like almost like, know? Not a glitch, but yeah, it seems like what's, I guess... Are they eternal dragons? Yeah. Is that the whole thing? Eternal.
Oh yeah, cool. Immortal. They're immortal. So
I don't know where the lore if that's attached to that, but like why would it make it last?
So his like toenail.
Yeah. So you just
stick a toenail anywhere on your vehicle, and it makes it so much better. And then another bonus is that it glows, so it'll be easier to find. Like especially if you're in the depths.
Yeah, where you parked your car and stuff.
Yeah. I've definitely lost a car.
Dude, where's my car? Yeah.
Wait, and this also helps with the blinking out?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Really? What a wild...
I gotta try this.
What a tip. What a tip.
Yeah. I mean, unconfirmed, but I will take the
oh, yeah,
for
yeah.
It.
It sounds like it would be a thing.
It's a punk and it like makes your dragon part disappear.
Yeah.
I'll test this. I have a shit ton of dragon parts.
Also,
yeah, I know you probably definitely have.
When the vehicle finally does despawn, your dragon part does not despawn, so you can just pick that back up and reuse it on the next one.
Oh,
interesting. That's tight.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Okay. I'll definitely test this then. Yeah, that's easy. Sounds, that's cool.
That sounds cool.
I'll do it on my next vehicle.
Yeah, which is never.
I use them.
Yeah, and I really like them. I just don't ever want to go in my menu system for them for whatever reason.
I think I made a vehicle to get to Tarrytown. I just made like a four wheel like on a plank.
Yeah.
With the control stick, and so it's like exactly. I just rode into Tarrytown on this monster truck thing.
There was a shrine by Tarrytown where it's like the vehicle test, where it takes all your gear away. And
cool.
What do they call those? They call them like tests of something, right?
Yeah, like tests of strengths.
Proving grounds. It was a proving ground.
I like
and it was like vehicles.
Used to be a test of might or something like that.
Yeah. So you had to, you didn't have to, but like there was a lot of... running over people was pretty much the core mechanic, which was great.
Cool.
Amazing.
But like they do so many, I guess all I mean is like, I don't want people to get the totally wrong idea where I'm like, it's dumb. It's just like, they already sprinkle that dessert around so often, like pre-built, that I'm like, I'm enjoying it. Mm-hmm. And I just don't ever think that what I need to do right now is like build my own thing or even auto build my thing. I'm usually like, I just did like a vehicle thing that they set up and it was great. And now I'm riding a horse or I'm skydiving through the air and I'm like not thinking about the vehicles.
Horsepower.
You know
horsepower.
What I used Ultra Hand on is the sculptures that Hudson builds for you and Kilton.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
You like that
Museum
segue?
Museum of Weirdos. Yeah.
Look at me keeping us on track. What is this?
Well done, Jackie.
It's the opposite.
How many did you get in there?
I have three so far.
Oh.
Yep. And I think my favorite thing, my absolute favorite thing about this quest is that the setup is Kilton wants to make sculptures of monsters and put them on display. And Hudson's like, yeah, I can make that. What does a bokoblin look like? And Kilton is really, really, really bad at describing what a bokoblin looks like. So you go and take pictures. And whatever picture you bring, whatever position the bokoblin is in, it will recreate an exact 3D model of whatever that bokoblin was doing.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah,
which is great.
So mine was I got one while it was sleeping, and then I made him do a handstand. Yeah,
because then when you place the statues, you could like twist them all around and put them in whatever positions you want and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, so it's a little diorama-y full size thing.
Exactly.
Oh, that you like place the figurines in and move them around and stuff. It's really impressive and cool, and probably Alan, the thing you and I won't do anything with, but it totally makes sense that they did put everything on Animal Crossing Island that is of this vibe, right? So like the people who are really into it have like this whole little village where it's like, hey, you build this up and build your house.
A scale model of a Gliok to just like climb around on.
That thing was tight. Yeah.
That sounds pretty cool.
I mean, so I guess I didn't even think it would get to that scale, but you're right. Like that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. Any monster.
Well, so he starts. Well, and Kilton then starts at like there's the first two, and then they are like, okay, this is now a thing that you do, right? You go and do the pictures instead of it being kind of.
Oh, so I only did the first one, and then they ask for the next one, and I was like, oh, I wonder how many rounds this will go, and I just stopped.
So it goes two rounds, and then they are like, okay, well, this is now this is the game. This is what you do to do these things. But Kilton will have specific monsters he's really looking forward to. They'll let you make whatever you want. But Kilton will say, like, oh, I'd really love to have this. Mm-hmm. And, like, the first one he asked me for was a battle talus.
Oh!
And I was like, I'm sorry, you're going to make a battle talus? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go find a fucking cool picture of a battle talus.
That's great.
And, cool. And so, like, now there's just, like, this massive rock creature. And then, like, the only downside with that one is that you can't stack other things on top of it.
Really?
Which I wanted to, like, decorate.
I guess I can see the complexity of that must be, like, impossible to figure out. Because they don't know which, you know, which, like, what posture yours was in when you did it. So they can't account for that. And then you'd be putting other things on it. That must be, like, insane.
Why wouldn't you be able to put something on top of it? Because it doesn't balance?
Just because I'm not sure why, but it seems like just from a technical perspective, that's probably incredibly challenging to like code. But like, I'll try it again, but like, they would just slide off. It looks like there's almost like an invisible sphere around it or something like that. It just doesn't.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But so battle talus, and then he wanted a frox, which is a giant creature you can only find in the depths.
Yeah, I fought one of those guys. He was fun.
Frogs. I don't think I've met those guys. Yeah,
I haven't fought one yet, but I've seen them. They look scary.
Oh, they're fun. When you guys encounter it, I want to hear what your strategy
they
was.
Suck. They suck stuff, right? Can you just like make it suck a bomb?
Okay. Well, there you go. Strategy's over.
Okay.
Could you make it suck? Whatever. Yeah.
I did kill a Gleok.
Oh, you did. That sounds fun.
I did get a Gleok.
I saw one on the way to Tarrytown. Yes. It was like on like a, I don't know, some like bar cliff or whatever. I was like, that looks fun.
Cool. It's like standing at a dead end, right? Like standing there, that one?
Or maybe. No? It was next to like a, it looked like a castle or some sort of like.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't.
I think it looked like a lightning one.
It looked like a lightning one, yeah.
Which I thought about. I was like, what is lightning weak to, actually? Because you've got the frost one, and then you've got the fire one.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, with the lightning one, I actually thought about that for a minute. I was like, what? Is there, like, an elemental cheat to this one? I'm actually not sure.
There didn't really seem to be an elemental cheat. I fought a fire one.
Oh, okay.
And there didn't really seem to be an elemental cheat to it.
Not even if you shoot arrows? Like, you attach the water thing to an arrow?
I encountered a fire one.
I didn't try water. I tried ice.
Yeah, I encountered a fire one and, like, the surrounding area got really hot. So I had to put on, like, you know, basically the gear that you were using, the volcano area at Gerudo and not the Goron or whatever. Obviously, I pieced out of there fast.
Same here.
Yeah. So you beat one, Kaylee.
I beat one. So they I went into like full Elden Ring mode, man. Like it was just like analyzing this critter, and like he does have a pattern. Like they do have there is a weak spot. Go give it a try, and we can talk about it.
Okay,
next time. I'll give it away.
I'll actually and fight one.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I didn't find there to be an elemental change necessarily, but there were. Yeah, you can give it a shot.
Did you get a reward that?
Yeah, it was
that
reward,
seems like there's only, you know, four of these in the world kind of thing. And it's like, oh, my God, this is like, I don't know. I guess, like we said, a piece of gear feels like it would be the thing. But
no, they're more like Hanoxes.
Okay.
They're just big monsters. And so they drop a lot of good parts.
Mm-hmm.
So they drop a lot of they drop their wings, which seem to have a high fuse value. And they also drop it dropped like a horn. So it drops three of them, actually.
That makes
one
sense.
For each head. And it's like a fire imbued horn.
Cool. Oh, cool.
That also has a very high fuse value. Nice. So, cool.
Okay.
But yes.
Any other last thoughts on Tarrytown? Did you guys do anything else there that was particularly cool?
Go do the rally thing. We didn't even talk about the rally
Where
thing.
Was that?
Go do the rally.
It's pretty basic.
It's pretty basic, but it's kind of cute. it's
downstairs.
Down at the base of the. Yeah. It's in the Zonite like device area. There's like a
construction site.
In the construction site. There's like two women from Gerudo talking to somebody there.
Oh, okay. I ran around there a little bit, you know, because the quest takes you there. I guess I just missed those guys.
Yeah, I guess I just didn't look hard enough over there. Yeah. I'll go check it out.
It's in the opposite direction from the shrine quest thing. So like where you took the rock down to put it in the shrine, go the other way. Like, yeah, that's where the course is.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Whose turn is it to choose the next thing?
I'm last.
I think we already decided we were going We already decided we were going to go to Zora.
Yeah.
Zora's domain.
Oh, Zora, yeah. Okay. That can be fun. Is it like Zora just proper or like the actual?
Oh, how far, Alan, you're asking?
Yeah. Are we doing the field or are we doing the temple?
Yeah.
Good question.
Both.
Wow.
Both.
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess Zora wasn't that. Trying to think. Like, there was actually, there was a lot around there. I mean, I remember the actual town wasn't small. I just remember. Yeah, we could do both, probably.
It's probably not as big as Hebra.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
It's not as large, because some of the surrounding area...
It's pretty contained,
is
right?
...is kind of stuff you do, you know... already, like you're already like hitting some of its surrounding area, I feel like, but not at, you know, not all the way there. At the same time, I am curious because in the first one, it was kind of like the two starting zones were Zora and the Rito, and they kind of really in that one, a lot of stuff was pointing you towards the Zoras, even though you end up, if you do Rito last like I did, you're like, oh, okay, this actually feels like it would have been a great starting area.
Yeah.
So I'm curious if this one is doing that again, where it really is trying to be a little bit on that lower level and we'll race through it now that we're higher level, or if they're swapping it totally up and it's like, ooh, it's like got, you know, something going on and it's way harder. So that'll be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Interested in seeing what's wrong with the area because of whatever.
What is afflicting the place?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
5 years, man. A lot can happen.
Five years? That's how long it's been?
I don't know. That's about how long when the game actually came out. So I just use that as canon, that's how much time went by.
That's exactly how much time has gone by in the game.
I mean, I think that's about right, just based on the age of Matt.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Oh,
so they have a toddler.
Okay.
Because they didn't have a kid in the first one.
Zelda took your house. You guys obviously got closer, but lost the house.
There was a lot of things that happened.
Yes.
You know.
She had a whole secret room constructed in that amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Got that in the divorce.
That's true.
Yep. She started a school because she's, you know, an embittered ex now. And she's like, oh, I'll get my kids by having a school because you never gave me kids.
Maybe Link didn't want to have kids.
Yep. Dude, I think we're getting some cool fanfic.
Link wanted to be a dink. And Zelda is not into it.
Nope.
To settle down and
she's like, I need my bloodline.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Technically.
Right?
Kind of true.
I mean, all tracks.
Otherwise,
otherwise, Hyrule's kids are my kids then. Yeah. I'm going to start a school system.
You're a princess. You're a princess.
Everybody's a princess.
Okay, Zora, starting with the domain, and if we fly through it, hitting some temple.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Cool.
All right. Cool. Zora, fishy man. Wah, wah, wah.
Oh, mama. Put that thing on easy mode. Go with standard a dish. Story mode is my big fetish. Go with standard a dish. My avatar's all coquettish. Who's coquettish? No speed run, mama. I'm having hella fun.
take that starting power. You can turn me into a farmer, but though it don't need to be a horse farmer. Going, yeah, I'm going. Standard edition. Store mode is my big bad ish. Standard edition. My avatar's all coquettish. She's coquettish. Deluxe edition art book. Mama, I'm never gonna look plastic jacket. Fake sword. Collector's racket, trophy hoard. You collected every single thing just to pop out all this pigeon play. Well, I'm still stuck in the starting tower. I've been lost for like a fucking hour. What? We're going standard edition. Why? Store mode is my ocean.